Now, today, we send up fireworks and have bonfires. And that's to remind us that the King, James I, and Parliament were saved in 1605 from the Catholics. Those people down the road who have their service on a Sunday morning, and they call it Holy Trinity and other churches, and they call it, they're different, they call it Mass. Sounds daft, really, doesn't it? That two people who believe in the same God could come to such a hatred of one another. Could you imagine it in this country today? To worship the same God, you risked being hung, drawn, and quartered because you wanted to do it slightly differently. Anybody watch the recent gunpowder plot on the BBC? Few people. I'm sure most of you saw the first episode, and most of you have seen the complaints that went in afterwards, the BBC got, about how gory it was, the portrayal of two people who were, well, unfortunately, one was crushed to death and one was hung, drawn and quartered. It's horrific. It's scary. But that's what happened. And okay, we're not faced, it was the Catholics and we're not Catholic, unfortunately, in that turmoil. But 50 years before, when Mary Tudor was on the throne, she was known as Bloody Mary in 1553 to 58, so that gives you an idea of the time zone. It was the other way around. The Catholics and the Protestants were tearing each other apart, setting themselves, you know, setting people on fire, because they were different. But we should remember that God made us different. He didn't want a human race of clones. We need to be different because we're to be used. We're going to be used for different purposes. So as long as our focus is on him and we all look at the same light that comes from him. Hang on a minute. We're all looking at the same light. How many times do we all watch the same thing and see it differently? And so really being different people is not surprising that we can interpret a message differently. We see different colours in the flame. What we must guard against is not using our sight of things to rule over our brother's version. That we don't interpret the Bible for our own desires, our arguments, to back up our way of thinking and make our brother's way wrong. If you think about it, we are all different, as I've said, and God created us with unique features and personalities and different traits. Give thanks to God because we are different. Viva la difference. You will never accomplish the great things by being the same. And you will never accomplish those great things by being the same as the world. Do not do what everyone else does. Do what God wants you to do and use the candle. Focus on him. At a firework display, we don't all stand there like that. We don't look at the ground. What's the point? That'd be daft. You look to the heavens. So look to the heavens and look to God. If everybody else around you is looking for material things, live for Christ. If everyone else is being rebellious, live in righteousness. If everyone else is in darkness, remain in the light, because Christians are the light of the world. Now I'm standing here. That is so easy to say. But to live it? Nah, that's really hard. It's really difficult. Remember the firework in the daytime? It was difficult to see the light for it to stand out. You didn't see the fireworks. We were just a bit of a bang. And the fireworks, we were too scared to open. The safety issues, worried about burning myself or burning somebody else. All the weights of the world, what my friends will think, how it's going to affect me at work. It's difficult. Just hold on to that message for later on. Don't be afraid of being different. Be afraid of being the same as everybody else, is a famous saying. Not all fireworks are the same, because it would be really boring. If we had just a red flare, and that was it, and we sent up a red flare, and then another red flare, and a bit of a bang, and another red flare, and another red flare, after a couple of minutes, you'd be a bit bored. You've seen it all before. Just a pointer here. If you're out at sea and you see lots of red flares, that's not a firework display. Just wanted to let you know, coming from a seafaring background. But we're not a box of red flares. We were all created uniquely and with different talents and features and personalities. And so I've sent round all these little verses. And in turn, we're just going to go through them and just have a look and see what message they can give us. So Romans 12, verse 6 to 8. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is to give generously, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. In 1 Peter 4, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have a gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have a gift of helping others? Do you, with all the strength you can and the energy that God supplies, then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever. You were created differently to do all these different things and different tasks. Romans 8. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. That's quite an amazing statement. We are called according to the purpose for him. We're all different purposes and different people. But we are like his son, and we're his son's brothers and sisters. In Ephesians 2, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. We're God's masterpiece. We are different, but all masterpieces. Not one of us is wrong. Not one of us is faulty. God's masterpiece. So they're different, but he's still a masterpiece. You can't compare a pre-Raphaelite painting to a Salvador Dali, but they're all masterpieces. Jeremiah 29, for I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. He has plans for your welfare, not your disaster, to give you a future and hope when he uses you for his purpose and your purpose. In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called out of the darkness into the wonderful light. But as we are different, so are the people out there. We are God's priests, the holy nation, it says in Peter. He wants us to talk outside of this room. He wants us to go out to his people. His people, which are different. So too, we need to be different. We need to be different in our explanations, because people out there understand things differently. You have different intellects. different backgrounds, different family atmospheres going on. And so each of us is different with maybe that similar history so that we can go out and address others and help them. And God knew you before you were born, it says. And again in Psalm 139, you made all the delicate and inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to all the nations. And Job 33. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of Almighty gives me life. We are so different to fulfill different roles, like the different parts of the fire, the power to get the thrust in the firework. There's no point in loading a firework with all the same components. If you just put the thrust in, it just goes up. If you just put the chemicals, it'd stay down there and just sort of sparkle in different colours as they burn through. If you put the sparklers in, well, they pop, and I think you'd need to run off in a large direction because they're quite explosive. We need, God made each of the individual parts of the firework, just like he made each of us individual different parts so that we can work together. Do not be the same as everybody else in the sinful world. In Romans 12, don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Proverbs 1. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths. Psalm 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers. Proverbs 4. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of the evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it, turn away from it, and go your own way. You have to be on your guard. You have to see how you can get dragged away so easily from God, how you can suddenly find the candlelight being blown away. But remember right at the beginning, before I started speaking, I said it's hard. We're out there, sometimes we feel on our own. So hard, it's like being the little seed and the little flower being strangled by the weeds. So hard, I'm too scared to light my firework. But remember the firework in the box. We'll just sit there. It does need to be taken out. The firework cannot do it on its own. You have to shine. But we've just said how hard it is. So if we go back to the Lord's word, Genesis 1, verse 27, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We were created as God, to be like God. He went to all that trouble to make you. He isn't going to leave you in the box. He knows you have to be lit. He's made you as a firework, if you picture that. But you're just going to stay on the shelf. He's there to help you. He does not want to leave you in the box. Of course, unless you want him to. But it is too hard. It is too scary. I might burn myself. Better just drench me in water. Let's look at what he says. Philippians 4, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Okay, so he's there for me. But I'm no good. I'm rubbish at being a Christian. I'm more of a bit of a sparkler than a firework. I can't follow the rules. I get it wrong from Sabbath, keeping the Sabbath, Sunday, you know, I'm rushing round. Reading my Bible, I don't read it as often as I would love to. The ways I treat my brothers and sisters, I get a temper occasionally. Maybe at work, I, you know, strut around. I don't sort of show myself in a good light like I'm supposed to. Where's that bucket of water? I'm too dangerous. I'll be no good. Can't use me. I'm not good enough. Remember the service last week? What was the message? Look to Jesus. He makes the rules. Jesus died so we can be free of rules. Not that we shouldn't try and follow the rules. Not that we shouldn't try and just follow that path as best we can. But we shouldn't get so wound up in trying to be perfect. If by doing the perfect way, I've got to be perfect, we miss the opportunity to shine for God. Okay, so I can't repeat the scriptures and verse as well as I'd love to be able to. And perhaps I don't read my Bible as often as I should. And perhaps I do occasionally find that I gossip and covet things that other people have. And, yeah. But do I feel guilty about it? Do we all feel guilty about it? Yeah, I believe we all do. And are we sorry about it? Yeah, I know I am. And I'm sure so are you. But there's no good point if we continue to just let it weigh us down. Why am I so weak in things than my fellow Christians? Why are they so much better than me? Because we're all different. Don't let the guilt and rubbish feeling it can give you get in the way. Don't be the firework in the bucket of water. Even a small sparkler is better than the most expensive firework if the water, if it's put in a bucket and too scared to be lit. Last week, at the end of the service, we sang Before the Throne of God. And one of the verses went like this. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. Don't let Satan tell you you are not good enough. So you can't manage to keep all the rules as perfectly as you believe you should. We look to Jesus, the most perfect one. And that's what we should aim for, yes. Keep trying. But don't let your weakness, your I can't do it attitude stop you from shining. Don't let the world swallow you up. Look upward. Look to him. Remember, your sinful soul is counted free. Now, another song about fireworks may not have been intentional for a church service, but I think it can sum up that feeling. Some of you might recognize it as I progress, because I'm going to read it as if it was a poem. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under and scream, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's a chance for you, because there's a spark in you? You don't have to feel like a wasted space. You're original. You can't be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds, after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed is so you can open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow. And when it's time, you'll know. You've just got to ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. Because you're a firework. Come on, show them what you're worth. Make them go ooh and ah as you shoot across the sky. You're a firework. Come on, let your colours burst. Boom! Even brighter than the moon. And it's always been inside of you, and now it's time to let it through. The Lord God has been there when he created you at the start, and he wants you to shine. Now, if you didn't know, that was Katy Perry's record, Firework. And if I'd have sung it, you still wouldn't have recognised it if I'd have sung it. But when that record next comes on the radio, you may be able to pick out one or two of those verses. And I hope when you do, you remember that you are one of God's fireworks with a full box of instructions and everything ready to be lit. The best spectacle ever. And how can we do this? We need to start by getting out of the tin. Jesus told us what to do. Not a full list of rules and regulations. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's all you need in the first. And if you have this, you will want to look at the other rules, yes, and you will want to aim for them. But also, those are yours and Jesus' rules, not mine, not his, not hers. God made those rules with you. If you truly love the Lord your God, they will be right. They will be in your heart. They will be different to mine, but we are different. But the giver of those rules is the one, the true, and the same. God made us different because we have different tasks and different hurdles to face. He made us each a masterpiece. Nobody is wrong as long as their heart is focused on the one, true, and the same. Amen.